Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, let's examine the dominance of the U.S. dollar in world trade and the consequences of its replacement. How is the U.S. dollar able to dominate world trade?
Well, since World War II, the United States has had the most influential economic power of any country on the planet. And it's still believed that the United States has the single biggest gross domestic product of any nation. Another reason is the United States has such a strong military presence around the world. And another is that back in the 1970s, it was able to persuade Saudi Arabia and others to price oil in dollars. And partially because of all these things, its currency has also been trusted by other nations who don't necessarily trust other nations' currency. In addition to that, the United States has promoted systems that make the use of its dollar basically irreplaceable for a lot of international trade. One such system that's based out of Europe is called SWIFT. Now, SWIFT stands for Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. It's a network that allows secure financial transactions across borders. However, the United States' dominance of international financial transfers through SWIFT has been affected by its weaponization of its dollar, including the sanctions that it put against Russia. Now, this has been going on for at least a decade. And so Russia hasn't just stood still, it's been taking other steps. You know, even though it operates from Europe, SWIFT is influenced by, yes, the European Central Bank, but probably even more so by the United States Federal Reserve. And this allows the United States to have considerable sway over the system. Now, this influence has been described as a, quote, weaponization of SWIFT, as control over global payments can have strategic consequences.
But is there no protection from the U.S. weaponization of SWIFT?
For a lot of countries, there's not much. However, sure. Russia has been working to insulate itself from SWIFT dependency since it annexed Crimea back in 2014. This has led to the development in Russia of something called the System for Transfer of Financial Messages, SPFS, as an alternative platform created by Russia's central bank. Currently, SPFS connects 557 banks and companies, including 159 foreign entities and 160 banks worldwide participating in the system.
Although 160 banks seems to be a small start, I guess the SPF system would be a beginning. Are there any other alternatives to the SWIFT system?
Yes, China has developed its own alternative with something called the Cross-Border Interbank Payment System, which was launched in 2015. And by 2021, it had processed about $12.8 trillion, connecting 1,280 financial institutions across 103 countries. Among those are 30 Japanese banks, 23 Russian banks, 31 African banks, marking its wide international reach.
Well, the snowball that is beginning to roll over the SWIFT system is gaining momentum. Are there still more players that want to eliminate the U.S. dominance of the world monetary system?
Yes, there's the BRICS alliance. And, you know, events like the United States' seizure of Afghan reserve funds, freezing Russian assets, and, of course, what happened with Iran, has prompted a lot of countries to have less trust in the dollar as an international savings tool. So because of this, a lot of countries are looking for other ways to do it. Now, there was an announcement in late October of 2024 of something called BRICS Pay from Kazan, Russia, and it marks a significant milestone on the attempt for people to diversify global payments without the United States dollar. There was a BRICS Plus summit in late October, and again, one of the things they want to do is stuff like BRICS Pay, and according to a news report, the introduction of BRICS Pay aims to challenge SWIFT's global monopoly and reduce dollar dominance, positioning it as a significant step towards financial autonomy for the BRICS group of nations.
Is the BRICS Pay up and running at this time?
No. And people don't think it can fully replace SWIFT entirely unless the BRICS members agree on a unified or common currency. So that's been an issue. Now, I mentioned before that Europe theoretically controls SWIFT, which also means that the Europeans could interfere with the United States' own ability to use SWIFT. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, because of the use of financial sanctions by the United States, some are concerned about the ramifications on their economy.
What ramifications?
Well, Zero Hedge had an interesting report. Let me read this headline. The biggest story that's not being told will wreak havoc on the U.S. economy. And it mentioned it back in February 26, 2022, the U.S., EU, UK, and Canada agreed to ban a select group of Russian banks from SWIFT. This was intended to cripple Russia's financial system to pressure Putin in ending its military operation in Ukraine. Seven Russian banks were denied access to SWIFT. It initially caused some negative impact on the Russian economy, but ultimately, according to Zero Hedge's report, this move ultimately backfired on the U.S. And then it mentions the BRICS conference that happened in October of 2024 when they introduced BRICS Pay. It says, while there's some news outlets giving this story some attention, it's not getting the exposure it deserves. So this is one of the biggest economic developments of our time. In fact, 159 out of 195 countries will have the ability to bypass the SWIFT system entirely using BRICS Pay blockchain-based payment platform. Wow. Let that sink in for a moment. More than three quarters of the countries in the world will be able to trade in currencies outside the U.S. dollar. In addition, talking about BRICS Pay, Vladimir Putin confirmed the discussions creating a gold-backed currency known as the unit are accelerating in an effort to replace the U.S. dollar as global reserve currency. While the dollar will remain king of all currencies, the Federal Reserve seems to be doing nothing to neutralize this threat. The big question is, what kind of impact will this have on the cost of imports, such as crude oil, grain, rice, corn, if we're not able to buy those commodities in U.S. dollars? The bottom line, again, this almost finishes with this quote, is that the U.S. government shot themselves in the foot. And now we may have to deal with a level of inflation that could be shocking, end quote.
So is my understanding correct that the loss of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency would result in unimaginable inflation?
Well, you might be able to imagine it, but yes, it's going to be extremely, extremely high. And actually, I actually warned about this back in 2019. And, you know, by having alternatives to the U.S. dollar-dominated financial system, this gives reasons for others and openings for others to bypass it. And that's going to decrease the wealth the United States gets from its dominance of international finance.
As Europe is also part of the SWIFT system, where do they stand concerning the regular U.S. Sanctions?
Well, years back, the Wall Street Journal reported that the European Union looked ready to stage a battle with Washington over an obscure but important financial network, SWIFT. So SWIFT is particularly prone to U.S. pressure because the American financial system looms so large in the world. And its board includes representatives of European and American banks. And some Europeans believe Washington wields too much influence over a network they think they should operate. Mm-hmm. On a multilateral consensus, like a financial European Union. So that's the kind of thing that they're talking about. Now, the fact is, still to this day, most international cross-border payments use SWIFT. But because of U.S. sanctions, threats of sanctions, asset seizures, threats of them, many nations have been looking at ways to bypass it. That I warned that back in 2019, and we're seeing that. By the way, back in 2018, we did a video on this titled U.S. Sanctions and Tariffs Leading to a New World Order. And even somebody in Turkey asserted somebody must find a solution to stop the USA. And back then I said, look, the BRICS nations see the United States sanctions and tariffs as helpful for their objectives to be able to trade without the U.S. dollar. And I said, you know, are there unintended consequences of the United States policies threatening this? And the answer is absolutely yes. And so we've got the Turks, Arabs, Europeans, and the BRICS taking a look at this. You know, the Bible talks about the rise and final time of the Gentiles, which will lead to kind of a new world order. And since I put that out, the BRICS group has expanded. U.S. has put in more sanctions, and we're seeing more and more ways to bypass it. You know, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she talked about the use of the United States' soft power. That was these sanctions and threats and financial things. Well, these countries don't want to put up with this. You know, dethroning the United States dollar is going to cause massive economic problems for the United States, more than almost anybody believes. The United States' standard of living for decades has been raised and subsidized because of the status of the U.S. dollar, and this status is weakening. You know, what's going to happen to the United States economy is going to be much worse than what happened to the U.K., by the way, when the pound sterling lost its status as the world's primary reserve currency.
Well, overall, things seem to be looking rather bleak for the future of the U.S. dollar-dominated SWIFT system. Are there still more systems that will cling to the snowball as it picks up downhill speed?
Yeah, a couple of weeks back, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace said there's another way around SWIFT the Russians are developing. It's a central bank digital currency. And they said that this could be another alternative to SWIFT, because Russia's basically been cut off from there. And many countries, including Russia and the United States, have been looking to create digital assets, commonly known as central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. And Russian policy on this is getting more and more because they're thinking this is another way to get around the sanctions. It should help with improved cross-border capabilities and less transaction costs. And this, they say, could provide Russia another alternative to SWIFT. And now the digital ruble project was initiated by a Russian central bank back in 2020, and it's been progressing rapidly. And they're getting closer and closer to this. And they're talking about maybe making some arrangement with China about this. So anyway, that's what the Carnegie Endowment was warning about. And the reality is, yes, steps that are taken by Russia, China, and others related to bypassing the United States dollar and moving toward central bank digital currencies are setting the stage to end the need for SWIFT, at least with the United States in it, or as well as United States dollar dominance.
Well, I almost hate to ask, but is it possible there are still more threats to the U.S. dollar on the horizon?
Oh, yes. You need to realize that one of the reasons that the European Union has the euro was to bypass the United States dollar for European trade. Wow. And that's happened. You know, there's the Eurozone, which is 17 or 18 countries, but then there's other countries and places over in Europe who are not officially in it, who use the euro a lot. Some of the Balkan countries, even the Vatican uses it too, by the way. And, you know, we're getting time closer to the Great Tribulation. The Europeans want to dominate international finance. The Bible points to the fact they're going to temporarily succeed in that in the 17th and 18th chapters of the book of Revelation, as well as, by the way, the United States will be gone. We're getting closer to the start of the Great Tribulation and the final time of the Gentiles, which is when the European beast ball is going to rise up.
So are you tying the fall of the U.S. dollar in with the start of the Great Tribulation?
Well, they're somewhat tied together. As far as financial matters being a factor, the late pastor general of the old Worldwide Church of God, Herbert W. Armstrong, July 7, 1984, said, quote, "I can see now the events that are going to trigger the formation and reunification of Europe, the resurrection of the medieval Holy Roman Empire. And it's going to be a banking crisis that affects them and the United States." And, you know, that's certainly consistent with a whole lot of biblical prophecy. You know, you and I did a video before about the rise of the BRICS and the fact that they want to push aside the United States dollar. They just had another summit in which they want to do it. The reality is the dollar will no longer remain king. This is going to greatly affect the economy of the United States. And as Jesus said in Mark 13, verse 37, "What I say to you all, watch."
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.